Well, hello everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to Seating of the Divine, Level 5, Session 8, July 28th, 2020. Look at that. I wrote down 2002. That's weird. Anyway, Malena will join us this evening as we discuss what the divine feminine and divine masculine unity consciousness means to us in our life experience. What we discovered recently about our unity with the all that is beyond gender role playing is important to discuss at this time. We invite everyone to participate in this discussion.
These are foundational principles of Christ consciousness, where we create a broader awareness of unity at a personal level as well as a collective level. We can create a profound alteration in our personal state of consciousness, as well as for the collective crucible consciousness, when as many as possible contribute. We learn from each member of our community. So,
okay, well, next on is Malena, and is she available? Can we hear her? And there she is.
Yeah, good. So, hi, everybody. So, tonight we are hoping to have as many of you participate as possible, as John just said. We help each other so much when we come to get together to discuss our different perspectives, and each one of you brings a unique piece, you know, to this crucible. And some of you may be wondering why we have chosen this topic for tonight, this divine feminine or divine masculine unity consciousness. Well, you know, when Joan and I, we talk about a lot of things and we discuss a lot of things, and you know, in this, she and I come at this principle and from two different perspectives. And so we learn a lot from each other having a discussion. So we decided to bring it to all of you and have you join our discussion. And just know that there's no right or wrong here or either or. And it's this piece and this piece and this piece. So each of you bring another and to it. So just please, you know, whatever you want to discuss and bring forth and put it out and hash out and just see where we can take this. And another reasoning for this is because the better that we know ourselves as the living embodiment of a divine, then the more light we can hold. And all of this is the beginning stepping stones leading us up to our conference and where we think they want to take us. So, there we go. Ms. Joan?
Well, I think I wanted to say that the teachings that we've had recently have to do with unity consciousness, but they are directed at that spiritual consciousness level. So I think we get kind of confused between the gender of our body and the androgynous level of our soul spirit. So these teachings were to expand the consciousness of us at that spirit level. In that, you then are able to play your gendered roles, but more in balance, because the body consciousness starts to follow the consciousness of your spirit. So we would kind of like to have a conversation about how you've experienced these things, and also how that feels in your body, because you have to have the respect for the body and the consciousness of that body, the gender of that body, but also that higher state of awareness from your spirit. So it's in that unity that we begin to see a much bigger picture, and we start viewing ourselves as not separate from source, that we quit making source in our own human image. So I'd like to have whatever you would like to contribute.
Well,
before
I guess
start,
I can start out.
I'm hearing a variance between you and when you and Joan are speaking. You start out and then it goes out real loud, and then like right now I'm not hearing you loud at all. But there's just a little variance in there, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well,
on my end anyway.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I moved it farther away from my mouth. We hadn't noticed that before, but anyway. How does that sound? Does that sound reasonably okay?
You could be a little bit louder, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got my volume all the way up.
Yeah, how's that sound?
My volume's all the way up, and I'm having a little difficult time hearing you.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you notice an echo?
It wasn't an echo, but there was a change.
Okay.
When John was talking, there was a change in the middle of it. And then when you were speaking, there was a change, and there was a little bit of toward the end on my end, just a little staticky, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, Joan had her hand over the end of the mic, and I think that really created an issue. But anyway, so I've waved her off, and we'll hopefully that'll help. But keep jumping in if you hear something, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, when I was, I guess teenage years, I had I had been basically, my mother was the key player in my education. And my dad wasn't around, but he was away to the war and so all that kind of stuff. And so as that time went along, it was real easy to listen to her. And I was able to get to the point where that it was a big influence on my life. It was that feminine part that that I hadn't received, and some of my friends, my guy friends, certainly hadn't received it either, and I hadn't been getting any of that, and so I don't know, I just thought something, there was a need to change something. And I wasn't sure what, but I just thought that this would be good. And then at that point in time, I was 21, and that we lost her. And it was a freakish medical condition. And so, but I had married Joan, and we had started our family. And so it wasn't, It wasn't a very smooth transition. But anyway, so what I did was felt like I needed to be more like her. I watched how people around her treated her. I thought, gee, that's pretty nice. You know, and it was not like something she was, you know, physically or mentally doing, but there was that part of her that when she visited people or she was around other people, that I decided that she's doing something really good, and it felt good, and so I, you know, that's what it all started from. And I also, at that point in time, felt like there were certain things that I was doing from a very aggressive masculine point of view that I didn't think really was helpful. And so I thought about it, and I ended up with what I felt was a solution, and it was that I needed to be more compassionate. Now, that said, it's not like a big crybaby, you know, who feels bad about every little thing happening. It was just that when I would be around people who would lose other people, you know, lose friends or relatives, I saw the soft side of that, the sorrow, you know, side of that. And so that's what I kind of went through in the next few years. And that just became a part of me. And also, during that time, there were other things that I noticed that I felt like all male genders or all female genders did. And, you know, another one, of course, was just being forceful enough that you could take over, you know, with firmness your own life. Not be afraid of making a decision, but basically, you know, taking over and just saying, hey, I need to be doing things this way. And so that's where I kind of got onto to that whole direction. And it's interesting because later on I was told that, because I was asking about my time in Atlantis, and I was told that I was a teacher, and that I was teaching the basically masculine, feminine, divine, masculine, feminine concept. And I was doing it because there were so many people that had gotten off track. And as Atlantis went down, as a lot of you know, because you were there, we were all caught in that. We were all part of that. And there were a lot of negative situations that we didn't like. And a lot of us had different types of approaches we had to that. Maybe we were teachers, maybe we were leaders, maybe we were whatever. But I was told we were all different kinds of people. And that's what we wanted, we were there to do, was to change things, change the direction that this was going. And so, you know, that was where I came from. And after that, then I became much more aware of how I felt I was supposed to behave, how I was supposed to take advantage of some of these situations and find that peace in the middle that helped me to be a combination of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And because, you know, now I know that that is something that will be part of our lives. I'm not sure in this life, but maybe, because, you know, nothing sure. But I feel like it'll be part of that, and that it'll just be what it is. People will just be that wonderful combination of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And, you know, if anybody wants to fight me, they can try to find me, I guess, you know. Just kidding. So, anyway, that's my piece, Malena, that I just thought I would tell you that I wanted to share. And
thank you.
And Joan's writing me a note. Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. And anybody who would like to share, please do, obviously. And please just hit star 6 to come on, and then, of course, star 6 to remove yourself, just to keep the noise down. So, thank you.
Thank you.
So hi, this is Randy.
There. Okay. Hey, Randy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I would just say a comment about, you know, looking around the world today, probably in the last 10 years, you know, having kids that are now, you know, in their mid to late 20s. There's been this energetic on the planet of towards gender fluidity, you know, where, and it just seemed to come natural to this group of people that came in, you know, in the 90s and 2000s, and I think it's, you know, part of the awakening. Even though it's challenging for us old folks at times, you know, all the different labels and, you know, I'm non-binary and this and that. I mean, there's dozens of labels. And, you know, females calling themselves him and vice versa. And, you know, and I've been right in the middle of it with a lot of my kids and their friends. And I've been telling my wife, yeah, I think it's part of this whole wave of energy moving into the planet to get us to that more in the middle ground of unity. And and it's not such a big, and it becomes not such a big deal. And I think this is a lot of these kids' mission now, as part of what they agreed to come in and do, is to challenge all of us on planet Earth, and to really sort of sweep aside the old patriarchal society concepts, and it's just going to get all mixed up, and people will be whatever they want to be, and it's just cool. And I think for younger folks, and if there's any on the call, you can please jump in. I think this is like no big deal. It's kind of like, duh. And I think we're just trying to catch up. So I guess that's kind of what I wanted to say.
No, thank you for that. That's an interesting comment and perspective. And I agree with what you're saying with that. And it's in the younger generation, because I have, as a rule, younger people who work for me. And it's absolutely that. And there's a lot more equality I see in the younger people. They accept each other as equals, much more so than our older generation has. But it's because of the changes in the world, too.
What was the last part?
It's because of the changes in the world over these last 20 years, as you said, 30 years. And so they are more accepting and of each other. I see them accept each other more as equals.
They look at each other more as human beings than anything else. And I think that probably, just as we're talking, it kind of occurs to me that that's probably also one of these foundational criteria for us to get there as a human race, to be more a part of the galactic family. Because then, you know, if we can't be accepting of each other, even gender-wise, how are we going to accept other beings and other races, other folks the way they look? So I think this is part of that awakening, too.
Yeah, very good. Very good point. Thank you for sharing that.
Yep.
Hi, this is Pat. Can you hear me?
Hi, Pat. Yes.
Hi. Randy, you and Melina are really bringing up some really good points and things that I have thought about for years, particularly with the gender fluidity, and just because a lot of them that are coming in now are younger, there's probably been gender fluidity, and a lot of people have felt in fear and closeted about that. And as when I was a high school social worker, I had lots and lots of kids like this on my caseload that were bullied, were not accepted at home. Life just was not safe and didn't go well for them. And so I would do my best to counsel, but at the time, there really wasn't a feeling of change within consciousness like we're seeing now with many of the protesters. And some of you may agree with them and some of you may not. I know there's a lot of different feelings about it. But to me, it feels different than, I'm kind of an old hippie, you know, back in the 60s and 70s when, you know, I had my little 2-year-old in a stroller and we were protesting the Vietnam War and ERA and all that. And my heart was in it. But now it feels different. And I think it feels different because we are raising in consciousness with the ascension. It feels like there's much more bright possibilities. We're all talking to each other, and each group of people are simply looking for their place at the table. And no matter what it is, and it's time. It's time for everyone to be at the table, not just a selected few, and the others are all relegated to the children's table, right, where they don't have say in anything. So all of this has been very exciting and enlightening for me in all these times of change, and I just wanted to think, I guess it was you, Joan, that sent this beautiful Venn diagram, or at least that's what I call it, of the Vesica Pisces. And I have been looking at that and just kind of focusing on it and meditating. And as I do, I find myself much more comfortable in that center circle where they both meet, the masculine and the feminine. And it feels like I'm remembering this is who I was. And I know John talked about Atlantis and all that, and I think there were a lot of androgynous people there and many different kinds of people. And it is going to go back more that way. And so there does need to be more sense of equity for everyone. And equity is just another word for unity. So I just wanted to share that and thank you, Milena, and Randy, and John for sharing those things.
Well, thank you, Pat. Amen to everything you said. I totally agree.
I agree.
It is time for everyone to have a seat at the table, and the same kids that are, you know, bringing our waking and awakening the human collective to this, you know, gender fluidity are also the ones out there protesting and saying, no, this is not going to stand. So I think
I'm just, I didn't even, I live in Aurora, Colorado, and Elijah McCain was one of the young people that died due to the carotid hole from the Aurora police. They're kind of notorious. And as I looked at him, he reminded me of a student I might have had. But as I looked at him, his eyes were so bright and so full of future. He, if diagnostically, probably might be put on the autistic spectrum a little bit. But, you know, he played the violin, he felt life, and he was beautiful, and he was struck down. And that just can't happen. That just can't happen. So I think the protests are right. I'm not out there in the streets because I'm kind of old, but I project myself out there, you know, kind of through meditation. I project myself out there or try and give money to different funds. But I'm all in for this. I am all in.
Yeah. I just like make one last comment since I'm yakking away here, and that is the other thing that comes to mind as we chat is I find that this whole gender fluidity comes pretty easy to me in terms of, you know, embracing both our sides, masculine, feminine, and yeah, I'm wearing a male body, but you know what, by God, I've remembered hundreds of lives, thousands, where I've seen myself more as a woman than a man. So for all of us that are been going on this spiritual journey, you know, and remember our past lives, it's like we've been everything, male, female, androgynous, we've been on, you know, on other planets, you name it. And so this is just like kind of shaking us now. Okay, guys, get with it, break out of that old hard shell, remember who you are. So let's remember who we are. We're big beings.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen.
Great point. Would anyone else like to jump in?
Hi, this is Jody.
Hey,
hey family. You know, I would agree we've all played black hats, white hats, male, female. I think something that struck a accord when Joan said, she said, you know, we humanize our God or our higher self. And, you know, you look at it, him, her, it, you know, you can go on and on. But, you know, that projection of comfort of saying, you know, it's a he or, you know, the dominance and the safety aspect of a strong father figure, or, you know, whatever it is that we project out that we need at the time to give us comfort or connection or whatever. And I know that I had to get rid of that. And it's been very easy to not look at a gender specifically. There's a lot of healing that I remember going back to 2007, 2008. We were healing not just the bringing out the divine feminine, but we had to work on healing that divine masculine as well. So, you know, we've worked on all of the different isolated issues. One of the things that I really enjoyed as well is that Vesica Pisces, that picture of the masculine on one side, feminine, and then us in the middle. It's, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's all of that blended, and just sitting in the energy of being and not isolating one or the other. I think we've worked really long and really hard at healing all of those distorted pieces, so that if there is anything that's remaining, it's easy to pull out and see, and if it's off balance, to correct. There is a big issue with humanity right now, or United States, or whatever, as far as gender, as far as race, you know, anything that they're throwing out is distraction. It really is distraction. And the kids nowadays are coming in, and it is difficult for them. I was born feminine, you know, I was born a female, but I really think I should be male, or vice versa, you know, and the confusion and the, you know, the supporting of anybody and everybody, and just being comfortable in their own skin. And, you know, there's a lot that I can see as I look at it. There's so much that I can see that's swirling around it, but a lot of it just seems to me, as I look at it in an observer point of view, that it's a controlled swirl. And so as I look outside of that control separation, because that's, you know, the whole game is about separation. So it doesn't matter what separation that's being thrown at us, it's still separation. And it feels really good to just be able to sit in the beingness without separation of any sort. So the practicalness for me is that when I see something out of alignment, I can bring it back into just that beingness. And the beginning of the work that we did in level one was creating your personal power field. We took the masculine and we took the feminine, and we spun them up, and we got such a swirl going, and then we blended it all together. I mean, that is the basis, the foundation, the core of creating the energetic flow in our Merkaba, in our light bodies, in that field that we've created, not in our light bodies, but in that field that we created that allows the light body to be comfortable, to be fluid, to be as brilliant as it is. And I think, and I just want to say, you know, pat everybody on the back, we have done a lot of work around all of it to get to this point. So if there's anything else, you know, John, thank you for sharing your story of how you became aware and what you did to find your balance, because I think we all have the same history, and we'll all look back at our own history and go, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, I had to fix that, tweak that, you know, accept, allow, embrace, whatever it took. And so going into this as deep as we are and sitting in that merged field is just beautiful. And I want to acknowledge everybody that's come this far and this long and this hard of a road to get to where I think we're all comfortable, mostly in that place where we sit. And I know I couldn't have done it without the group, without the family, without the focus, without the intention, without, you know, without the knowing how important it is and then experiencing it. So I'll hush up now, but I just kind of wanted to throw all those points out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I must say that graphic that I put out was a collaboration of three of us, of Milena, myself, and Kimberly, who created the graphic. So I can't take full credit. It takes all of us.
Hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I have a little bit different take on this because of my background. You know, I walked into a male body here when I was about 10 years old, and I came from Andromeda. Now, Andromeda is at a very high conscious 15th dimension, and there I have a memory of being androgynous. So here I drop into this male body, and I have to tell you, it was quite a challenge to learn how to be male. And that I went through my teenage years learning how to be a boy, then learning how to be a man. And so now I've had to go and come the other direction, and that is how to accept the divine feminine. So it's been an interesting journey for me, and in some ways it feels like I've come home, because all of a sudden my soul seems to think, well, okay, this is what it feels like. So I just wanted to share that. It's been an interesting journey for me.
So Mark, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So in Andromeda, is there, even though the bodies are androgynous, is there any, of course, you know, when we talk about the divine feminine, the divine masculine, we're talking about energetics, not gender. So in that space in Andromeda, are you aware of those energetics? And the, you know,
no.
Components of them?
Now, the quick answer is no, because my conscious mind in this body, I simply cannot go back and get any definition at all of what life was like on Andromeda. It's just it's very, very fuzzy. It's a mystery. That's all.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing.
Hello, this is Sharka.
Hi, Sharka.
Can you hear me? Yeah, hi. Yes. I would like to share a personal experience about, also as some of you did too, about when I was reviewing the feminine and masculine beginning of the seeding the divine. To me, it was like a new thing. Even I know I went through that before 5 years ago. And when I was, so it was new. And when I was listening to the channeling of Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary and Anna, how they were describing their unity of the, is that they came as in feminine bodies, but they described their unity with the masculine. Mother Mary with Mary as and the father energies, Anna with as grandmother and matriarch and patriarch. I was very surprised, and it really touched me and my attention when Mary Magdalene spoke. And when she said that she is maiden, she came as maiden in the feminine body. And the counterpart for her was innocent. And immediately I knew that there is something which I don't know about this innocent quality. And I had a strong desire to create it in me because I felt like it's missing. So I put attention on it, and and I'm not there yet, but I'm playing with it, and I'm creating this innocent quality as being united with, you know, as feminine and masculine. And because I believe that I am a five good wife. However, I need it being innocent. A lot of time in my life I spent in premeditating what I am going to do or say or judging myself. And as being innocent, I see myself as a child, be spontaneous, not to be concerned at all about what other people will say about me, about my response. And so that's where I am with. And I'm very, very grateful that I am in a process of creating this innocence in me. That's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you. And congratulations on reconnecting with that aspect of yourself.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. I would like to share a little bit about what Jody was saying about sitting in that blissful unity space where you feel the unity, I guess, where you feel that oneness of the masculine and the feminine in perfect balance and perfect harmony is so that you don't notice it. It's just a unity that then, in my way of perceiving it, when there is that perfect balance, it automatically becomes creative. And there is then the Trinity, the mother, the father, the child, becomes a pattern so that when the masculine energetics and the feminine energetics are in perfect harmony, it automatically generates and regenerates. And I feel for us in our lives, that creative impulse in alignment with this energy is where we're headed, so that our creations, all of our creations, are in balance and in harmony and in this source light. So I feel like it's such a fun place to be, and it's a place where I spend my time in meditation, but walking around and when I'm in my physical body, even though I don't feel like I'm out of balance, I do notice that there's the patterns that we're brought up with, they still kick in, you know, the he and the she and their roles. And one of the things that I've been playing with to sort of overcome these role biases is languaging. Our thoughts are so based on our language. And in the English language, we have the word for he and we have a word for she in the singular. But in the plural, they, we only have one word, whether it's a group of men or a group of women. It's only they. It's not necessary to say they, those men, or they, those women. It's just they. And other languages distinguish the masculine and feminine in plural, and other languages just don't have a difference between he or she. They just have a word, a pronoun, for a person, a singular person. And I feel like that, when these days there's all these words for what personal pronouns everyone prefers, and it gets to be so complicated, and I myself have a hard time calling a single person a they. However, if I just think of a person as a person, not as a he, not as a she, and kind of gradually move into that languaging in my head, I start to unlock or unhook myself from the bias that is sort of baked in with our language. And then I feel like I can become more of that spirit self where it is unity. There is unity, and that's just the way it is. So that's what I wanted to share.
Beautiful.
Right. Thank you. And our words.
Thanks for that. I appreciate what you said about unhooking, because I struggle with the gendered pronouns quite a bit. And it's just habit and what we're trained, you know. Just a word, right?
It is. It's just a word, but it's so baked into our understanding that it's hard to get out of it.
It's very hard. I struggle with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who do we have? Hello.
Hi, it's Kathy. And I was. Hi. So when Rosemary was talking about the unity, and I feel that unity, and it all blends together, the masculine and the feminine, and then I play with the elements, and I see the elements are all blended as well. Even though at first take you may look at water and think it's feminine, there's the other aspect of water, and it's powerful. So I play with all of the elements and create with both and kind of homogenize or blend all of the different qualities. And it's really magical. And I think that's one of the things that we're here to do, is to create and blend the beauty with the different energetic frequencies of the masculine and the feminine in both elements, in all the elements. So I've been playing with that, and I think it's cool to bring it to that level as well. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Vera.
Hi.
Hey, Vera.
Thank you so much for sharing. It's actually resonates Rosemary, visions and actions, and Jody, all is well. My question is about, actually not even a question. I could do the statement that I definitely see the high level of awareness, much bigger picture than ever before.
I don't have a problem with harmony between masculine and feminine. Actually fits well. But physical energy level and motivation level is very low. I still never experienced ecstasy that what Joshua and Metatron were talking about. And kind of struggling in a physical body, you know, with the energy level and motivation. And kind of in a mode of void, waiting for something better. So is anyone could put the light on it? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was unsure of what the question was. Can you put it in a different way?
The question is, there is a many changes I do feel. The positive changes, like a bigger picture, as the higher level of awareness, but very low level of physical energy and motivation. How I could put them together, or how is any suggestions or advice how I could actually elevate the energy level and motivation, especially when I do see the bigger picture, I do have a higher level of awareness. I do feel the harmony between masculine and feminine. I do feel overwhelmed with the gratitude and unconditional love. And it's actually everywhere, everyone. I accept this, my compassion and unconditional love.
Hey, Vera. This is Kimberly. Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What I see is that we came to experience life in whatever gender we chose. And we have to respect that body for its form and love it and nurture it and so forth. The bigger picture about being in balance with the masculine feminine energy within that physical vehicle is, instead of looking at it as separate pieces, we had to dissect it in the beginning. But if you experience that within the totality of the physical body, in my thinking anyhow, then that is real unity. If we just look at the separate pieces and experience those separate pieces, then it's not the whole picture. Does that make sense, Vera?
Yes.
Or anybody?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's like any other part of the physical body. You are not just your lungs or your heart or your liver.
Exactly.
You're a totality of a human.
Yes.
But I think that that void where you see the overall picture or you feel the energetics is a real fertile ground for creativity.
Amen. And, amen.
And,
yes.
Yes. And so in that void, you experience the energetics, and then you, from that void, you can create how it manifests in your life by being it, the energetics, whether that be the love, the compassion, the assertiveness that is needed in a lot of our earthly experience. So I think that these are all valid pieces and parts that you find in that beautiful energetics of the void.
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
I've got an answer for Vera and then something else to say. What I'm hearing from her is she can feel it in the energetic part, but she's not being able to bring it into the physical feeling of it. And when we were back doing the Zeon particles and the stuff where you would put it in your sacred heart and move it to your physical heart and then put it through your veins, in order to bring some of this energy in, you need to take it through that pathway to get it into your physical body. And I think we do phases of it as your body can handle it. And as we're looking at this bigger picture now, and not always feeling we've fully anchored it into the our physicalness so we can present it in physicality. So you may have to run more of that energy from your sacred heart into your physical heart, into your physical body to have some of the feelings of the energy and feeling that you can command it from the physical level. Then the other part of the masculine, feminine, if I take myself as a ray of light and back up that ray all the way to source, back there, it's not divided. The masculine, feminine frequency comes together all the way, and then so at a soul spirit level, it is still together. As we get down here into physicality, we have split that. So it's kind of shows on a picture for me as if you have one line of light, and then you made a kind of like a little bubble of two, and now we're trying to put it back to one line of light again.
Actually, I did mention that I don't have a problem. I do feel balance between masculine and feminine.
Right.
No
problem. I feel that you feel that, but what I'm hearing from you, you're not feeling as energized in your physical body as you would like to have it.
Exactly. In
so
spite
that means
of,
it's
yes.
not you're not pulling it all the way through.
Okay.
And I have a tendency to go all the way back to source and then kind of come back down the line again, because then you can see where you are part of the creation. You can see where you are part of the Elohim. You can see where you use the light frequencies and what you did. So I go back and follow it back down through, and I can see where I want to see where I lost the togetherness. Or where the, for me, energy shows as a kink, or it was flowing in a certain pattern, then all of a sudden it got kabibbled, and then it was flowing in a different pattern. And so that's where the distortion hit. That didn't bring it through what I call straight and clear. And
okay.
From being in physical bodies, specifically on Earth, we're trying to bring that connect through all the 14 chakras to all that layers, and then bring that all back down through so that we can hold the frequency in balance so we can have our soul spirit embodied. Or otherwise, it's real hard to hold that in physicality. And especially because of what we've been taught generation after generation. We are now having to let all that kind of stuff fall off the cliff and go through what we know from our heart connection back to source and back in here. I think that's why we did so many exercises in running to the different chakras so that we could bring that in. Because without bringing it in, we can't raise. We need to bring it in order to be able to hold to be in that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional, those higher dimensions. You have to be able to hold this frequency. It's like, you know, there's a certain speed or you can't keep the airplane in the air. It falls down. So you need to keep. So I think right now, us being able, and we've been so taught to play one against the other, that's the game here in 3D, is to split everything up or to make one dominant over the other. And that's all got to fall away in our how we present ourselves and how we use that energy.
I love to just sit in the toroidal field and just let it flow and just sit in it. That masculine, feminine, it doesn't have a name at that point. It's just
creative
colors
force.
And
yeah,
it's colors and it's just movement of energy flowing through me and after, you know, a split second, you're not really directing it, you're just enjoying it. I just sit and I enjoy it. And I can play with it by adding my mental body and, you know, touching it and doing this and, you know, guiding it or whatever. But most of the time, I don't. Now, if there's a project going on, that's different. But I find that it's just my way of absorbing that energy and feeling it flow without naming it, without directing it.
Thank you. Anyone else before we close out tonight? Joan, any final words?
No, I just wanted us to thank everyone for your contribution, your comment, your different experiences. I think that's what draws us closer and closer as a community. So thank you, everyone.
Ditto.
Ditto. Well, I guess with that, why don't we do a little closing brief meditation. So if everyone will take a deep breath and get centered in your sacred heart and be in the crucible, in unity, as a collective consciousness and part of the source of our being in one unified field of light. Just sit in that unity for about a minute. Enjoying the beautiful energetics that we all contribute individually and create this beautiful collective. Thank you, everyone. Blessings.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. I didn't push that. Wow.